When the time came to enter into the mouth of Sully's whale, I felt only excitement. I saw tears in Sully's sentimental Irish eyes when he saw me off. Karelin! What I did, it was my decision. He didn't deserve to be punished. Thank God I won't have to live with the guilt of that for much longer. When I woke up, I discovered that I'd been asleep for 2.5 months. I left the belly of Sullivan's whale and found myself in a cargo hold. It took me hours to find the control room of the ship, manned by 3 pilots. I now know how overlords look when they're surprised. Not much different. Eventually, they showed me to a room where I was to spend the rest of the trip. But they allowed me out to watch them land on your planet. A great red ball, studded with the lights of your cities. Your home, Karelin.
I am Vindarson.
Jan Rodericks.
Yes. I am to be with you during your stay.
I see. Will I be allowed outside?
Yes.
Karelin, you denied this site of your home to any other human being. Then, I knew why. The air was full of demons. Some at rest, hovering, their leathery wings beating a slow rhythm. Others flew across the vast city, a city without buildings. Great towers, like the nests of termites, stretching into the sky, some reaching into the cloud line. And from those towers, other demons emerged from huge openings. It was a scene that would have taxed the imagination of a medieval painter trying to portray hell.
Do you have many such cities here on this planet?
Many.
What are they all doing? So much activity.
Each has a purpose.
Yes, but what? Will you show me more of your planet?
If you like, I can carry you. Do not be afraid.
I saw caravans of small craft making their way across seas of red dust, suddenly disappearing into great dunes. Above me, 2 moons making a slow transit across a violet sky, double eclipsing the pale red sun once every day. And all around, the hovering demons, overlords asleep in the sky, now and again suddenly waking and moving off to some distant tower. And inside the towers, huge caverns, glimpses of forms which could be animal or machine. Everything here was a mystery. And Vindarton answered few questions, as if any explanation was useless to my inferior brain. I felt disorientated. It was difficult to breathe. There was nothing there I recognized. I began to panic. I kept expecting to see human souls being tortured, but there were only demons on my guided tour of hell. I clung to Vindarton, hundreds of meters above the surface of that terrible place. The touch of his harsh skin began to nauseate me, his wings beating above my head.
No! No! No!
You are fatigued, human.